This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. On today's program, the Fellowship's C.J. Burrows shares one of our Heroes of the Holocaust stories called Zarko Dolinar, Table Tennis Champion.
Zarko Dolinar was born to a Christian family, immigrants to Croatia from the economically underdeveloped rural areas of Slovenia. He had a natural ability at playing table tennis and also coached in various places, including the Maccabi Sports Club run by the Jewish community of Zagreb. In 1938, at the tender age of 18, Zarko won the Yugoslavia Table Tennis National Championship, and in 1939, at the International World Championships, he won a third-place bronze medal in individual table tennis and a silver in the team competition, making him a national hero in Yugoslavia. In April of 1941, the Nazis invaded Yugoslavia and began to implement their anti-Semitic laws and actions. Zarko had many Jewish friends by the time the Nazis began to round them up, and he did not want to see them deported and murdered. Due to his sports notoriety, Zarko had connections and access that few others did. He was able to operate freely anywhere and everywhere, under the very noses of the Nazis and their collaborators. When the roundup of young Jews began in June of 1941, Zarko and his brother Boris began rescuing as many Jews as possible without regard for their own personal safety. Zarko was able to procure blank identity papers and seals, which he and Boris used to create authentic-looking travel permits and identity papers for a large number of Zagreb's Jews. I'll share more of his story next time on Heroes of the Holocaust.
Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca.